I'm not sure what the problem is, so I'm not sure that I should take a stab at settling it. I think that knowing in the case of Harbor Point, when there was the concern about the medical building, I think there was good cooperation, and I think that was an excellent process, and the credit goes to Joe to a very large extent but, for organizing that. But certainly, the Brandon Mill staff, from my perspective, worked very well with Joe and the others from our neighborhood in helping to organize the meetings and move that process forward. The representatives who came and spoke to the board, and they were heard. And what started out with some contentiousness turned out to be something that worked through to, I think, the satisfaction of virtually everyone in our community. So I'm not sure there's a huge problem. As far as communications go, I think there, I think we do have a lot of vehicles for communication. One thing that I think is an issue is that some members of the community won't avail themselves of the communications that are there. I know that Flyers for Hire drops 3,100 copies of the newspaper at the Village Mill and other materials they get. We have 3,800 homes. A lot of that's because people have bricks in their lower box and won't receive the materials. So I'm not sure what you do about that. I know that the group that went to Reston from our staff and board learned that in Reston, which is one of the probably the largest planned community in our state, one of the first ones, a very successful community in Northern Virginia, residents are required to give their email addresses so that they can be communicated with. So I think those are the kinds of issues we wrestle with on communications.